Mr. Mumble, doyen of the Telem Club. No, sir, I have not done with the Sanitary World and Drainage Observer. And what the hell do you want with it anyway?
I beg your pardon, sir, said the young new member, with the courtesy due to grey hairs that is so prominent in modern youth. I beg your pardon, sir, but I have read all the periodicals on the magazine table, and a lousy lot they are. Seeing you so engrossed in the Sanitary World and Drainage Observer, I jumped to the conclusion that perhaps one paper in the club had something interesting in it, and when you laid it aside...
It contains nothing interesting to the layman, young man, at least so far as I can see. I had laid it aside only to prepare for another combing of its columns. I had hoped, from its title, that it might tell one some of the things a man often wants to know. But so far as my first examination goes, it does not.
Such things as what, may one ask?
Why, sir, from its title one would judge that it would tell one what to do if one were walking through Wigmore Street after 3 cups of tea, a predicament that presented itself to me yesterday afternoon. But it does not.
I get you, sir, said the young man amiably. I get you. But to the habitual and observant peregrinator of the London streets, Wigmore Street presents little difficulty.
I say it does, sir. A great deal. Wigmore Street? Why, that street, under different names, stretches from Tottenham Court Road to Edgware Road. It begins as Goodge Street, continues as Mortimer Street, changes to Cavendish Place, then becomes Wigmore Street, and later Seymour Street. I have not paced it with surveying instruments, but I should judge it to be about 1.5 miles in length. And in the whole stretch, not one place for a gentleman, or even a man.
Nevertheless, sir, persisted the young man, Wigmore Street presents little difficulty. The other sections, yes, but not the Wigmore Street section, when you know.
And what should I have known?
Why, sir, St. Christopher's Place, that engaging little passage at the middle of the street, full of antique shops and second-hand bookshops. In a cul-de-sac at the end of that passage, you would have found full service, with bright railings round it. And in a street on the right, just below Marylebone Lane, and going towards Portman Square, in that street is a public yard, provided with one of those zinc or iron enclosures painted a grateful green.
Well, well, well. You seem remarkably informed on Wigmore Street.
Not only on Wigmore Street, sir, but on many another. Indeed, I may say that I have made a study of this recondite matter, and necessarily, since my favourite drink is either Pilsner or Münchner.
Pilsner or Münchner? Ha! Fresh and flavoursome drinks, both of them. When I was younger, I indulged in them myself, both here and in their native cities. But that was in days when the word renal conveyed nothing to me. What is your customary allowance of these wholesome beverages?
Why, sir, I do not partake with the freedom of the German student, but at midday I usually manage to knock back 6.
Knock back?
Ah, sir, you must pardon my careless use of the crude terminology of today. To knock back, to defeat, to demolish, to consume. Yes, at midday I usually manage to knock back 6 of the best, and in the evenings perhaps some 9 or 10.
Indeed. In that case, your interest in the matter that led me to consult this journal is easily comprehended.
Quite, sir. You see, while the authorities of London look after its people, on the whole, in the most admirable and thoughtful fashion, in this particular matter they are a little shy. All other services and amenities are easily found. Post offices, police stations, fire stations, swimming baths, taxi ranks, these are obvious, or their situation may easily be located by the help of the telephone book. But